All right, so I guess this is a call to order from the Moapa Town Advisory Board, March 12th at 7 p.m., 2024. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm Callie Wade.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Michael Abbott.
And Judy Metz, Secretary.
So I guess we're going to open it to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. It will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at this time, at the time they are presented. Excuse me. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public. Any comments? We'll move on to approval of minutes for February 13th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'm going to second it. Thanks. I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, neither was I. All right, so a motion has been made and seconded. And then we'll move on to approval of agenda for March 12th, 2024. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
So are we approving it with just as is, or do we need to make a comment about it?
The withdrawal?
Withdrawal.
No. No, don't make a comment. Leave it as is.
Then I'll make a motion to approve it.
Yes, I'll second it. And then we'll move on to informational items.
Is there a vote? I just didn't hear it.
Are you good?
Yes.
Okay. Informational items, we don't have any. And then we'll move on to planning and zoning. I guess the one that is up is WS240012, Nevada Power Company, waiver of development standards.
Okay, and we received letter of justification on March 7th. It's dated March 6th, withdrawing the application due to the application had been submitted to ensure proper notification was made to the county for the RGBESS. It was not expected to operate in compliance with the noted limits as based on sound modeling. They tested it on February 26, 2024 and found that it did fall within the operate within compliance of the MSL stipulated per Clark County Code Table 30.04-12. So that application has been withdrawn.
Okay. General business, we have none. And then we'll move on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter, not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. Anyone?
Who wants to do it?
So, thank you. My name is J.J. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, and I'm the project manager with Bureau of Land Management for a project that we're going to be initiating. That's along the Muddy River, just upstream of where we are now. There's a parcel of land managed by the BLM. It used to be the Perkins, called the old Perkins Ranch. And so I kind of wanted to let you know we're going to be having a public meeting. This is part of what's called our public scoping period. So just getting input, kind of telling everybody what what our ideas are for the project, and then talking to members of the community to get your feedback. On our ideas. So we're in that period now, and we're going to be having a public meeting tomorrow night here. Actually, right over here in the gym, in case we get a lot of folks showing up, to explain a little more about the project, some of the other studies we've done to try to see, okay, how can we improve the floodplain in that area for wildlife habitat, and as well for the local residents adjacent to the stream and downstream. So that's the objective of the meeting. We're also going to be having a virtual meeting the following week on the 19th. So one tomorrow night's at 6 o'clock, and the one on the 19th is also at 6 o'clock. It's a virtual meeting.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And I was just going to introduce my colleagues here. This is Colleen Cepro Rios. She's the planning coordinator for the project, environmental planning coordinator, and Steve Leslie. He's our assistant field manager in Las Vegas for natural resources.
I'm glad to be there tomorrow night, but I do have one question. What side of the river is this berm on?
Can you come forward?
Kimberly Grundy, and I live in the region that you're going to be. Yeah. I live right up from them, and flood control, but like with Jamie, is a very big issue with me right now. So I'd like to know, what side of the river is this berm on?
It's going to be on the side where the houses are. The resident side.
So it's on the east side of the river. Side. That's what I thought. Okay.
And there's a berm there that was, I think, made by the rancher to protect the agriculture.
Well, there was a lot of drainage ditches and things that have been changed over the years since I grew up up there. But I'll be at the meeting. I just was curious about that since you were here. I was going to ask.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you there.
I'll be there.
Will you have maps for them to look at so that they can visualize it?
We'll have maps. It'll be kind of an open house where we'll have a couple of stations set up and people can come talk to our specialist. We'll have the engineer for the project there. I'll be there and some others so you can come ask questions, and we'll just be taking notes on your comments about it. I'll do a presentation for about 15 minutes or so. And if there's some time left, we'll do more of that sort of milling around, asking questions and providing comments. And you can provide a comment, too, and we'll put it in a comment box and take it back.
I have one question. Is any part of this subject to anything to do with the board or the community, or is this just you guys letting everybody know what you're going to do? In other words, you're not subject to any approval process in any of this. It's just...
Right. So it's all within land that's managed by BLM. Yeah. But, all the stakeholders, the community is a very important part of this, as well as the reservation downstream.
I'm just throwing that out because I haven't really read through it. I don't know what the scope is or anything, but that was just a question that came to mind.
I don't think it's something that we get to weigh in on, if that's right here.
Well, you do get to weigh
in.
We can.
I mean, we don't get to...
As a board, you don't weigh in, but...
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
As people in the community, you absolutely all can weigh in.
Yeah, he was just asking if, as a board, we were weighing in.
And that is a good question. I don't know, after you see the presentation, if you would be able to.
I don't know that.
I don't think that's
it's worth
thing,
an ask.
But you can ask, yeah. Anybody else? Thank you. All right. So I guess that concludes our meeting. Our next meeting date will be March 26, 2024, and we are adjourned.